Joe Biden reopens welcome for welfare-dependent migrants. By Neil Monroe on September 8, 2022. President Joe Biden's deputies have released a regulation to accelerate the inflow and naturalization of migrants who rely on taxpayer-funded welfare and government aid. The welcome regulation supersedes the reform established by President Donald Trump, which denied residency and green cards to migrants classified as a public charge because they could not earn a living in the United States. The regulation reflects the bipartisan establishment's eagerness to favor foreigners over Americans, and also to import more workers, consumers, and renters regardless of the economic impact on Americans' productivity, pocketbooks, and civic stability. This action ensures fair and humane treatment of legal immigrants and their U.S. citizen family members, said Alejandro Mayorkas, the pro-migration zealot who runs the Department of Homeland Security for Biden. We will not penalize individuals for choosing to access the health benefits and other supplemental government services available to them, he added. The welcome to poor migrants is consistent with America's bedrock values, said Mayorkas, who has repeatedly described his alignment with migrants over Americans, regardless of the number of Americans killed by migrants and by migrant-smuggled drugs. Under Trump's 2020 rule, migrants were denied green cards if they needed to use welfare, primarily dependent on the government for subsistence, for more than 12 months during a 36-month period. The Trump rule helped to reduce the closed-door conversion of illegal immigrants into green card holders via the so-called adjustment of status process. The rule also helped to curb the inflow of older migrants, such as the parents of new citizens, who depend on federal medical care. But the Trump rule was quickly dropped in March 2021 when Biden's deputies agreed to lose a sue-and-settle lawsuit filed by their pro-migration allies. The new rule will help ensure that non-citizens can access health-related benefits and other supplemental government services to which they are entitled by law, without triggering harmful immigration consequences, said a September 8 statement from the Department of Health and Human Services. The statement continued. DHS will not penalize individuals who choose to access the vast majority of health-related benefits and other supplemental government services available to them, including most Medicaid benefits, and the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, food and nutrition assistance such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, disaster assistance received under the Stafford Act, pandemic assistance, benefits received via a tax credit or deduction. Also, cash-based benefits, such as Supplemental Security Income, SSI, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF, and other similar programs, will not automatically exclude an individual from admission or green card eligibility, and will instead be considered in a totality of the circumstances analysis. Each year, the federal government admits roughly 1 million legal immigrants to compete for the jobs and homes sought by 4 million Americans who turn 18 that year. Since January 2021, Biden has admitted roughly 3 million additional migrants, many of whom are unskilled and cannot speak English, through the southern border. That flow of extra consumers, renters, and workers have spiked inflation and housing prices, and it has also slowed wage growth. But the economic loss for ordinary Americans is an economic boon for employers and investors, whose stock market wealth climbs with the inflow of extra consumers and workers.